This is Liberation Radio.
Welcome to Liberation Radio. I'm Ernesto Aguilar. On June 5th, the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund announced a major lawsuit seeking the disclosure of U.S. State Department documents about illegal covert payments by the U.S. government to journalists who saturated the Miami media with highly inflammatory reporting that was prejudicial to the case of the Cuban Five while their trial was taking place. The State Department has refused to disclose the documents requested through a Freedom of Information Act demand filed on behalf of Liberation, the newspaper of the Party for Socialism and Liberation. The Cuban Five were unjustly convicted in Miami in 2001 in a political prosecution by the U.S. government for no crime other than monitoring the activities of extreme right organizations that were engaged in terrorist activity targeting Cuba. BCJF Executive Director Mara Verheyden-Hilliard calls in from Washington, D.C. to share what's going on. Mara, first, why is this lawsuit being filed?
The Cuban Five, or five Cuban nationals who were arrested by the U.S. government, tried and convicted in Miami for offenses in connection with their activities on U.S. soil to prevent violent and terrorist attacks against the nation of Cuba. And their mission was to stop terrorism. Their actions were completely peaceful. The U.S. government engaged in a very heavy-handed, relentless prosecution of these men. And during the trial, during the period of time of the arrest through the trial, there were extremely inflammatory, incendiary, false, hostile articles in the Miami media that certainly would have affected a jury pool and a sitting jury. The defense attorneys did not know during that time that the U.S. government had many of these journalists on the payroll, that the U.S. government was actually paying journalists in Miami who purported to be independent press, who were not disclosing that they were receiving monies from the U.S. government, and who were saturating the Miami media with this kind of coverage of the Cuban Five and Cuba. Liberation Newspaper and the National Committee to Free the Cuban Five and the Partnership for Civil Justice Fund have engaged in a multi-year investigation into this covert propaganda operation. And there are key documents that are in the possession of the Department of State that they are refusing to release. So that is the origin of this lawsuit, is a Freedom of Information Act demand for these documents, specifically for contracts showing payments from the U.S. government to Miami journalists. The Department of State's refusing to release them, so we are going to court to try and force their release.
Could you give some examples of what that coverage was like? A lot of people may not understand how critically that type of news coverage can really tilt a trial.
Having the trial of the Cuban Five in Miami under any circumstances seems just a complete miscarriage of justice. The idea that they could possibly get a fair trial in Miami, which is the location of the greatest fervor and organizing among right-wing anti-Cuban people who have worked against the revolution and against the people of Cuba, in fact, have committed terrorist attacks, organized from U.S. soil, have bragged about terrorist attacks. And that's very much sort of what the Miami situation is like, that you have this intensity of a focus and hostility. And here you have Cubans who were coming to the United States to protect Cuba and the people of Cuba from these kind of terrorist attacks. And then the U.S. government insisted on trying the Cuban Five in Miami, even though the defense attorneys tried to get a change of venue. The U.S. government was completely opposed to it. So on top of that, there was an intense level of inflammatory, hostile, false articles that were being published that were talking about the Cuban Five, that were misstating what their purposes were, that were, you know, kind of a constant drumbeat attacking Cuba and the Cuban government, and suggesting the Cuban Five were doing something other than what they were actually doing, which was peacefully and carefully trying to stop violent attacks emanating from the United States. This was just what the Court of Appeals, in an initial ruling, referred to as a perfect storm. And initially, the Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit had ruled that it was improper for there not to have been a change of venue. But then after an appeal to the en banc judges sitting in that circuit designation, that was, and also with interference coming from the Bush administration and its Department of Justice, that initial ruling was overturned. So now the defense attorneys have been filing habeas petitions. Martin Garbus, the famed First Amendment civil rights lawyer, is one of the attorneys in the case that has really been fighting for a release of the Cuban Five, well, now four, because one is now released to Cuba, having served time, and trying to get a new trial minimally. So these documents are very central to these issues.
And the State Department has denied this for what reason exactly?
The State Department has not given a basis for its refusal to produce the documents. They're just simply refusing to produce them. Liberation newspaper sought these documents 2.5 years ago. They've had ongoing communications where they have tried to communicate with the State Department to get these documents released. And the State Department either doesn't respond or responds with non-substantive responses and is just simply refusing to release them. They haven't said, here's why we're not giving them to you. They haven't said explicitly that they're not giving it to them or issued some exemption claim. They're just simply not doing it. They're just not giving them the documents. So, you know, we felt it was important to go to court and to try and get a court order forcing them to release them. And we don't believe they have any basis for the withholding of these documents whatsoever, and they've asserted no basis because really there can't be any. The other issue in play here, in addition to just the massive corruption of justice and denial of a right to a fair trial for the Cuban Five, is the fact that the U.S. government is barred by law under what's called the Smith-Mundt Act from funding operations that engage in domestic propaganda. Like, we all know the U.S. government has all these outlets around the world where they try and propagandize the populations of other countries. But they're actually barred by law from trying to propagandize and influence U.S. domestic opinion and political opinion. And clearly that's also what was happening here. So this is a matter of extreme government misconduct and malfeasance. And the fact that they're refusing to release these documents would certainly indicate that they have something to hide.
Mara Verheyden-Hilliard, PCJF's documents and more can be read at justiceonline.org. This is Liberation Radio, on the web at liberationradio.org.